so far we had two important machloksim in this masechta. One between Rav Elazar and Meir that we just discussed on Daf Gimel. But the other very important machlokas in this masechta we had was what? Who remembers? The big machlokas between Rabba and Rava, right? What's the point of saying b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Either, like Rabba says, because we're always concerned when a get comes from Chutz La'aretz, we're always concerned that what? That it wasn't written l'shma. So the guy verifies that it was written l'shma when he says b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Or like Rabba says, not that we're concerned it wasn't written l'shma, but what's the concern? That emitzui in l'kaima, we're never going to be able to find people. In case the husband ever comes with a claim that there's a problem with this get, we're never going to be able to find people to verify that the get is in fact okay. Say mitzvah in the kaimo, so in order to be mekayim the get, we just have the shliach be mekayim the get. We already had a discussion why Rabba doesn't want to say like Rava and why Rava doesn't want to say like Rabba. That was on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We already had a discussion of what the nafkaminas are between Rabba and Rava. That was where? On Daf Beis Amid Beis. How many nafkaminas were there between Rabba and Rava? Three nafkaminas between Rabba and Rava. So we, and that's going to be important. There were three nafkaminas between Rabba and Rava. So we already discussed nafkaminas between Rabba and Rava is if two people bring the get, or if the get is brought from one Medina to another in Eretz Yisrael, or if it's brought ba'osa Medina b'Medina Siyam, within a single Medina in Medina Siyam. Those were the three nafkaminas between Rabba and Rava. So now the Gemara is going to move on to bring rayas. Who's right? Is Rabba right or is Rava right? So I'm going to try to bring rayas. That will take up the entire Daf Dalet and much of Daf Hey as well. I didn't finish counting, but through Daf Hey Amid Aleph, we have eight rayas to who's right, Rabba or Rava. On today's Daf and Daf Dalet, we're only going to have five or six of those rayas on Daf Dalet. So that's the whole rest of the Daf. Rayas, who's right? Is the purpose of Fani Nechtam to verify that it was written Lishma? Or is Fani Nechtam to be Mekayim the get, just in case the husband ever comes with a claim? We are 12 lines down now on Daf Dalet. Please have it inside. Tanan Rabban are the last two words on the line. Tanan, Rav Gamliel Lomer, we have a Mishnah. Rav Gamliel says, Af HaMevi Min HaRekem U'min HaCheger, even a person who brings a get from Rekem U'Cheger. Where is this Mishnah? It's our Mishnah, it's the second line of our Mishnah, that even someone who brings a get from Rekem and Cheger needs to say B'Fani Nechtam, B'Fani Nechtam. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afilu Mikfar Ludim Lulud. And Rabbi Lazar holds, Rabbi Eliezer holds, even if you're bringing a get from Kfar Ludim, from the suburbs of Lud to Lud, you still need to say B'Fani Nechtam, B'Fani Nechtam. Va'amar Abaye, Ba'ayaros HaSmuchos, the Eretz Yisrael, Umuvlaos betchum Eretz Yisrael askinan. We're dealing with cities that are just outside of Eretz Yisrael, but they're still within the tchum of those cities that are near the border of Eretz Yisrael. So they're still within the tchum of those cities that are actually in Eretz Yisrael. Va'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, and Rabba Bar Bar Chana said, "L'didi chazi liyahu asra." I saw that place that they're talking about, these cities that they're talking about. Vahavi kimibe kuvi lupumbadisa. And it was roughly the same distance, meaning the distance between Kfar Ludim and Lud, the suburbs of Lud, and Lud itself is the same distance as Bekuvi to Pumbadisa. So says Gemara, so what does that imply? So who said Mikfar Ludim Lulud, you need to say Bfani Nechtam, Bfani Nechtam? That was Rabbi Eliezer, right? Mechlal de Tanakama Savar, Hani Lo Tzarech. Makes sound like Tanakama holds, from Kfar Ludim to Lud, you don't need to say Bfani Nechtam, Bfani Nechtam. From all these other places, not necessary to say Bfani Nechtam, Bfani Nechtam. Only when you're going from Chutzlar, from real Bavel to Eretz, from real Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael. Real Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael. So what are they arguing about in the Kfar Ludim case? My love, Baha Kamifugi. Isn't this exactly the Machlokas Tanayim? Demar Savar Lefishayin Biki in Lishma, Vahani Gemiri. These places were just outside of Eretz Yisrael. They were suburbs of a city in Eretz Yisrael. So if everyone in Eretz Yisrael was Biki in Lishma, you could bet the suburbs of the places in Eretz Yisrael were also Biki in Lishma. They also knew how to write a get Lishma. And therefore, since they're Biki and Lishma, if you hold like Rabba, that the whole reason you need to say B'Fani Nechtam is what? Is to verify that it was written in Lishma. So coming from Kfar Ludim to Lud would be unnecessary. We know, we trust the people in Kfar Ludim to write it Lishma. Umar Savar Lefi Shein Eidu Mitzuyin L'Kaimo V'Hani Nami Lo Shchichi. And the other sheet will say, no, it's an issue of Ein Eidu Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, that it's an issue of you're not going to find people to be Mekayim the Shtar, because there isn't enough travel going back and forth. And over here also, from Kfar Ludim to Lud, you don't have much travel. I don't know how they knew that there wasn't travel from Kfar Ludim to Lud, but there is this knowledge. But anyway, that's what the Gemara is suggesting. So who's this Araya to? Well, it's sort of a raya for both and against both. This is how the Gemara would say, Tanoihi, right? In other contexts, the Gemara would use the phrase, Tanoihi, which means, this big machlokas amarayim, Rabbi and Rava, what are they doing? This is already machlokas tanoim. It's a fairish machlokas in our Mishnah. So that's raya number one, that, against and for both. So it's not really a raya one way or the other, but again, we're trying to shed light on this machlokas. So says Gemara, lo, we're misunderstanding our Mishnah. Rabba mitaritz l'tame, v'rava mitaritz l'tame. Both Rabba and Rava can say that all shitos in the Mishnah agree with them. How so? Rabba mitaritz l'tame, Rabba will be mitaritz the Mishnah according to himself. Dekuli al nulafishein b'kin l'shma. Everyone holds that what's the problem when a get comes from Medina Siyam that we don't trust it was done? L'shma. So what's the machlokas here? What's going to be the problem? If everyone agrees that the issue is an issue of trusting Lishma, why would anybody say you need to say b'fani nechtam when it comes from Kfar Ludim, where they do know how to do it Lishma, right? How do you explain Rabbi Eliezer? So v'hachabaka mifugi tanakama savar hani kivan desmuchos migmar gmiri v'asarim gamliel lemeimar mavlos gmiri smuchos lo gmiri. They argue about whether these cities actually did know about writing it Lishma. It's machlokas in sort of in Metzius. Do the Yaros HaSmuchos L'Eretz Yisrael, do the Batei Dinim in those cities know that you have to write a Get L'Shma? So the Tanakhama said that yes, they know, and that's why you don't have to say B'fani Nechtam when you bring from Kfar Ludim to Lud. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, they don't know, and that's why you have to say B'fani Nechtam. V'asa Rabbi Eliezer L'meimar, Muvlaos Namilo, Shalot Tachluk B'medina Sayam, that even Muvlaos, so the Tanakhama held that, I'm sorry, how do we say? Tanakhama held, there are three shitos in the Mishnah. Tanakhama held those that are Samuch are Migmar Gemiri, those cities that are close are Migmar Gemiri. Ram Gamliel holds, no, the ones that are samuch don't know to write it l'shma, but the ones that are muvlaos, that are muvla within the tchum, but those places don't know to write it l'shma, those places do know to write it l'shma. And then Rabbi Eliezer says, no, even the ones that are muvlaos, you can't trust, even though I agree in Metzius, the Muvlaos do know how to write it Lishma, but you can't trust them. Shalot Tachlok b'Medina Siyam. Once things come from Chutz Laretz, we have to make a low plug. Comes from Chutz Laretz. That's it. You just have to have them say, B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. So therefore, all of them agree that it's all about Lishma, and there's one machlokas about which cities know about Lishma, and a further machlokas about whether we should just make a low plug and take anything outside of Eretz Yisrael and make them say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Period. That's how Rabba's going to understand all three shitos in the Mishnah. How about Rava? Rava mitaritz l'tamei. Rava will also answer l'shitaso. Dekuli alma l'fishen edem mitzuyin l'kaimo. All three shitos in the Mishnah hold that it's about not being able to find Edom to be Mekayim the Get, just in case the husband has a claim. The husband's going to come in a month from now and say, I never divorced my wife, so we need to be able to be Mekayim the Get, but who travels from Medina Siyam to Israel? We're never going to find Edom to be Mekayim the Get. So b'fani nechtam, that is the Kiyum HaGet. When the Shliach brings it and says those magic words, that serves as a Kiyum HaGet. So the Rava says, all Shitos in the Mishnah agree to that. V'tanakam asavar hani kivan desmuchos mishchach shchichi. Kama holds, well, the cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael, you'll always be able to find people to be Mekayim the Get. You don't have to worry that you won't find people. Why? Why will you always be able to find people? Because it's a simple train right away. It's so close. It's, it's here to Manhattan. It's nothing. It's a simple right away. So you always have people going. Vasarim Gamliel de Meimar, Mavlaos Shchichi, Smuchos Lo Shchichi. Ram Gamliel says, if you're within the same Tchum Shabbos, so then you'll find there are always people going back and forth. But just because it's Samach Teretz Yisrael, that's not enough. I'm not convinced that you're going to find people. And therefore, by the Ayaros HaSmuchos, you're still going to need to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Only by the Ayaros HaMuvla'os, you won't need to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Vasa Reb Lozer LeMeimar, then Reb Lozer comes and says, Muvla'os Namilo, Shelo Tachlot, B'Medina Siyam. That even Muvla'os, I agree that you're... That you'll always have people coming back and forth, says Rabbi Elazar. But I still think you should say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, because I just think it should be an across-the-board rule. That any time you have from outside of Eretz Yisrael, you just have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. It will be much easier. Shalot Tachlu B'medin Siyam. Yeah, yes.
How do you determine what's
Samach
as opposed to... I mean, obviously you know what...
So Tchum is easier to determine. So what's Samach, I'm not sure. There must be sugyas about that. I don't remember. I'm not sure how to determine that. So that was all raya number one. Whether you call it a raya or whatever, just trying to connect it to something earlier in Tanayim, that was all number one. Now we move on to raya number two. Tanan, five lines from the bottom of the page, Dalet Amud Aleph. Tanan, v'chachamim omrim, eino tzarek shiyam v'fanei nechtam, ella hamevi mi medina seyam v'hamolich. What are the chamed? Not only when you bring a get from Medina Seyam, do you need to say v'fanei nechtam, even when you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam, you need to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. So that's the Chacham. What did the Tanakama hold? Mechlal the Tanakama Sover, Molech Lo Tzarech. Which made it sound like the Tanakama holds, when you bring from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam, you don't need to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. So what's that Machlokas going to be about? If it's about Lishma, so do we trust the Batei Din in Eretz Yisrael to do it Lishma? Of course. So then you won't need to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam when you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lartz. That's the Tanakama. If it's about Ein Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, well, just like people from Medina Siyam don't commonly travel to Eretz Yisrael, people from Eretz Yisrael don't commonly travel to Medina Siyam. So you have an equal Ein Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, and that would be the explanation of the Chachamim. So one second, so my love, welcome, Eflagi. Isn't this exactly the Machlokas? The Mar Savar L'Fishein Bekin L'Shma V'Hani Gemiri. One holds that it's an issue of Ein Bekin L'Shma, and you can trust the Batei Din in Eretz Yisrael are Bekin L'Shma. Umar Savar, top line of Dalet and Beis, Lufi She'ein Eid Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. That the whole issue is that you're not going to be able to find people to be Mekayim the get. V'hani Nami Lo Shchichi. Well, just like you don't find people in Eretz Yisrael who came from Medina Siyam, you won't find people in Medina Siyam who came from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you need to say B'fani Nechtam, even in which case? When you bring from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. So this is raya number two, that this machlokas is already a previous machlokas. Says the Gemara, Rabba Mataritz L'Tamei, V'Rabba Mataritz L'Tamei. Both Rabba and Rabba will say that all the Tanaim agree with them. How so? Rabba Mataritz L'Tamei Dukuli Alma L'Fishein Bechin L'Shma. Rabba will say, now all the Tanaim hold it's an issue of L'Shma. Aye, why then would you have to say B'Fanei Nechtam when you bring from Eretz Yisrael? Don't you know it's done L'Shma? V'hacha b'gzeras molich atu mevi kamiflagi. No, over here the machlokas is about whether we make a gzera to require when you bring from Eretz Yisrael atu a case of when you bring from Medina Siyam. Now it's just a question of an additional gzera to be made. Is this a gzera l'gzera? The whole saying b'fanei nechtam in the first place is only a din d'rabbanan. So is this a gzera l'gzera? So probably not. B'fanei nechtam is not really a gzera; it's a takana. It's a takana, it's not a gezeira. Gezeira is different than a takana. Takana is something positive that you do. Gezeira is concern lest it comes to this, or lest you get confused, you know, and confuse this for something that's actually us or whatever. So probably it's not a gezeira, the gezeira. So that's the issue. Do we require you to say b'fanei nechtam when you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, or to a case of when you go from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, from Dinas Yam to Eretz Yisrael. So v'achu b'gzeres molochatu mevi kamifli. Tanakama sover lo gazrin molochatu mevi. Rabban Basrai sover gazrin molochatu mevi. Tanakama holds no such gzera. And the Chacham hold yes such gzera. That's how Rabba will understand it. V'rava mataritz tamei. Rabba will answer the Mishnah that all the Shitos are going just like him. It's all about not having Edom around to be Mekayim. Why then, when you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, does the Tanakama hold you don't need to say, B'fanei Nechtam, isn't travel restricted equally in both directions? Says, I don't think there's a machlokas in the Mishnah, says Rava. I don't think that the Tanakama holds that you in fact don't need to say b'fani nechtam when you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lars. I think he also requires it. The Chacham just explained the Tanakama's Shita. Tanakama never spoke about bringing from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lars. So the Chacham come to explain, even though the Tanakama only mentioned the case of Mevi mi Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, he means also when you bring from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam. So the way Rav understands the Mishnah, all Tanaim hold that you need to say b'farni nechtam in both directions, both Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael as well as Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam. Why? Because it's all about what? Mitzuyin l'kayimo. It's all about kiyum. It's nothing about lishma. That is raya number two. Now moving along, raya number three. Tnan. We have a Mishnah. Maybe get me Medina to Medina, but Medina Siyam. Tzarech lomar b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. You bring from one place to another place in Medina Siyam. You need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So that would be true whether you hold it's din kiyum, whether you hold it's din l'shma. We're not questioning that din. What we're questioning is the diuk you could make from the formulation of that din. What do we say? You bring from one Medina to another Medina, Medina Siyam. That's where you need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So we can be medayik as follows. Haba'osa Medina b'Medina Siyam, lo tzarech. Sounds like within a single Medina, in Medina Siyam, it's not necessary to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Bringing from one basin to another basin, two sides of the same city in Medina Siyam, that it's not necessary to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Why? If you hold that it's an issue of lishma, are any of the bati din in Medina Siyam b'kiyum lishma? No, you should still require it. But if it's an issue of what? Of Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, of traveling, well, there are definitely people that are Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, it's in the same Medina. So it says, well, L'Rava Nicha, this works very well for Rava, L'Rabba Kasha. But this does not work quite so well for Rabba.
Wasn't this
Oh, good. So that's a very important point. This was, on Daf Beis Amud Beis, we had three Nafkaminas between Rabba and Rava, and this is one of them. Right, so that's why it's such a good raya. Meaning, if this diuk is correct, that from Medina from Ba'osa Medina b'Medina Sayyam, that you don't need to say b'farinechtam, it's the ultimate raya because it's one of our nafkaminas. And if we have some sort of teretz for it, then we're going to have to knock it off of the list of nafkaminas, obviously. So that list of nafkaminas we're going to see on this daf is a fluid list. At some point, or maybe it's on the next daf, where we actually change the list at some point and say, you know what, not all three are really nafkaminas. But let's see if this is the one. I don't think this is one. So let's see. So says the Gemara. So the Rava Nichol the Rabba Kasha. This works very well for Rava, not quite so well for Rabba, who says that it's all about Lishma. No one's a baki in Lishma Medina Siyam. Says Mar Lo Tema Haba Osa Medina B'Medina Siyam Lo Tzarech. No, you made the wrong deal. All it said was that you bring from one Medina to another Medina B'Medina Siyam. You need to say B'Fani Nechtam B'Fani Nechtam. It never said that within one Medina you don't need to say it. That was your deal. That deal is wrong. The diuk you're supposed to make is as follows. Ela'ema mi-medina li-medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. The real diuk is that from one medina to another medina in Eretz Yisrael, it's not necessary to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. If the issue is one of lishma, I understand very well. From one medina to another medina in Eretz Yisrael, not necessary. By the way, if the issue is mitzuyin l'kaimo, then that diuk would be wrong. Right? Then it wouldn't make sense to say from one Medina to another Medina you don't need to say it. If there's restricted travel, people aren't going to be around to be Mekayim, you will need to say it. Yeah? Province, let's say. I don't know. I'm not sure what makes up a Medina exactly. Good. And that's another Nafkamina. So it says the Gemara, Habahedya Katanila. But wait a second. That's the deek you want to make. We have that beferish. Hamevi get b'Eretz Yisrael. Eino tzarech lom b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. That when you bring a get within Eretz Yisrael, it's not necessary to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. It's beferish in the Mishnah. It says more. No. Ime ahi havamina hanimili di'evet. Aval l'charchila lo. I might have thought that that's only b'di'evet. It would still be kosher. But l'charchila, you should still have to say it. Kamashmulan, therefore, comes to tell me that the deal comes to tell me that even the chachila is not necessary. It's just unnecessary to say b'fani nechtam when you're within Eretz Yisrael. So now, taking that deal, we now flip it around and say it's not going to be akasha on Rabbah anymore. But if we're medayik that within Eretz Yisrael that you don't have to say b'fani nechtam, it's going to be akasha on who? On Rava. So this is number four. V'ika demosiv lahachi. Some ask it as follows, where the diuk is, Hami Medina, the Medina of Eretz Yisrael, lo tzarich. From one Medina to another Medina within Eretz Yisrael, the diuk is that you don't have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. La Rabba Nicha, according to Rabba, that's great, because they're all Bekiyin and Lashma. But La Rabba Kasha, that's going to be Kasha and Rabba, because it's still not going to be Metsuyin L'kaimo. Says Gemara, lo tema me Medina, the Medina of Eretz Yisrael, lo tzarich. Now you made the wrong diuk. Go back to the original diuk that I made. That the all is trying to tell me when it says you have to say b'fani nechtam when you bring from one medina to another medina siyam. The diuk is not anything about Eretz Yisrael. The diuk is that from within a single medina siyam you would not need to say it. Why? Because mitzuyin l'kaimo. Avol mi medina l'medina b'Eretz Yisrael. My tzarich. What would be the din if it's a medina to medina in Eretz Yisrael? Says Rava. Of course you need to say b'fani nechtam, it's ein mitzuyin l'kaimo, so you need b'fani nechtam, says the Gemara, so listen, I may be mi medina l'medina stam. So according to what Rav is trying to tell us, whenever you bring from one medina to another medina, you need to say b'fani nechtam. What do I mean whenever? Yeah. Whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're in Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't make a difference. So why would the Mishnah say, or hamevi mi medina l'medina b'medina sayam, you need to say it. Right. Leave out the words b'medina sayam, just say hamevi. Medina la Medina. You need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. It's true in Chutz La'aretz, it's true in Eretz Yisrael, it's true across the board. So just say it like that. Says the Gemara, li'olam medina la Medina b'Eretz Yisrael, nami lo tzarech. Rav will be moda from one Medina into another Medina in Eretz Yisrael. You don't need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Why? Dikivin di'ika oli regala mishchach shchichi. Because travel intercity in Eretz Yisrael is always common. Why? Because there are always only regalim coming, and therefore there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of movement of people around Eretz Yisrael because of only regalim. This one's staying by his relative in Tel Aviv, and he's going to go up to Yerushalayim and Yontif. And this one is staying by his friend in Eilat. And this one, they're all, Eilat may not be Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it is, the different that's machlokas, right? I think when you go to Eilat, you don't tuchen, right? Yeah. That this is well, I mean, you would, but
Right.
So whatever it is, this one is in the north, and they're just always traveling because the Oli Regalim, and you have to realize, Oli Regalim means tourism. What do tourists do? They travel, right? When you go, well, they spend money too, that's true. That's also one of the great, brilliant things about the system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built of Aliyah L'Regel, is he pretty much guaranteed that the economy of Israel is always going to be strong. Because you have guaranteed tourism. You have the entire Klal Yisrael coming to Eretz Yisrael, spending money, Yantif. You know how much money you spend on Yantif? Spending money in Eretz Yisrael. It's an unbelievable boost to the economy. It's like winning the Olympics every year for Yerushalayim, Lahavdil. So, says the Gemara, okay, that's great, I understand. Medina la Medina in Eretz Yisrael, Rava would say, you don't need to say b'fani nechtam, because there are always people traveling all around. Tenach b'zman shavesa miklash kayam. Yeah, that's when we were Ola L'Regel. We don't do that anymore. I had a friend in Karen B. Avenue who walked from KBY to Yerushalayim because he thought that there was a mitzvah to be Ola L'Regel to Yerushalayim, and he took it very literally. He was Ola L'Regel to Yerushalayim. So that's true, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. He didn't ask any of the Rebbeim before he did. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Ma'ikal HaMeimar. What about when there's no Beis HaMikdash? So when there's no Beis HaMikdash around, so then what's Rava going to say about Medina L'Medina Be'Eretz Yisrael? Now, Eretz Yisrael is a tourist attraction because there are Bati Dinim there. There are expert Bati Dinim. So people go there to all these different cities for the Bati Din, and therefore there's always going to be travel. There's always going to be people going around. So nothing changes. There's still travel all over the place, much more in Eretz Yisrael than you'll find in other places. Okay, period. That was Raya number 4. Now Raya number 5, I think we're up to. What? Well, 3 and 3.5, or whatever. I called it 4 when we flipped the diuk around. Okay, so Raya number 5, let's say. Tanan. Ram Shimon Gamli Alomer, Afilu me hegemonia la hegemonia. Even if you have East Berlin, West Berlin situation, you have two governments controlling two sides of one city, you would need to say, Befanei Nechta, Befanei.
Old city in 67.
Nechtam, the old city in 67. Vam Rav Yitzchak, Ir Achas Haisa Be'eretz Yisrael. Or pre-67. Ir Achas Be'eretz Yisrael. There was one Haisa Be'eretz Yisrael. There was one city in Eretz Yisrael. Va'asasios Shema. And its name was Asasios. Va'hayiba Beis Hegemonios. Shoy Makpidin Zel Zeh. And they were controlled by two governments who didn't like each other very much. Leficha Chutzruchu Lomar Me'egemonia La'egemonia. And that's why they needed to tell you that when you bring from one hegemonia to another hegemonia, because travel was restricted, that you need to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. So says the Gemara, L'Rav Anicha, L'Rav Akasha. So the whole Vardis travel was restricted between the two sides of the city. So I understand why, according to Rava, you need to say b'fani nechtem. You're never going to find people doing Mekayim. But according to Rava, doesn't make so much sense. It's in Eretz Yisrael. Asasiel Shema, in Eretz Yisrael. So why do you need to say b'fani nechtem? Answer the Gemara, Rabba islay de Rava. Whoa! Everything's just thrown totally out of whack. Rabba really holds like Rava's reason. What? So what does that mean? Rabba says, why do I... start with Rabba. Rabba says, why do you need to say b'fani nechtem? Because ein edim tzuyin l'kaimo, this is your kiyum aget. Rabba says, why do I need to say b'fani nechtem? For two reasons, Rabba says. One, because there's we don't trust that it was done l'shma in Medina Siyam. And because you need a kiyum aget in case the husband ever comes and makes a claim. I agree that Rabba's reason is a viable reason as well. So now let's go back to the list of nafkaminas. Are all the nafkaminas still nafkaminas? If Rabba agrees that Eimetzu and Lekaimo is a legitimate enough concern to require b'fani nechtem, we have three nafkaminas in Daf Beis Amud Beis. So says Gemara, Elamai Benayu. What are the nafkaminas going to be? Let's go look at that list of nafkaminas and let's see if we know what the nafkaminas are going to be. Number one, nafkamina number one was, and Daf Beis Amud Beis, Dasyu Beitrei. Two people bring the get. So if the issue is that you're worried about having people mitsui in the kaimo, well, don't worry, because two people brought it. So they can be mekayim it. You have two people who already brought it. So you don't have to worry about mitsui in the kaimo. You know you have mitsui in the kaimo. But if the issue is l'shma, it should still be required. According to... that would still be an afkamina, because according to Rabbah, you would still need to say b'fani nechtem because of the l'shma issue. According to Rabbah, you don't need to say b'fani nechtem. That afkamina still works. What's the second afkamina? Mi medina l'medina b'eretz Yisrael. You bring it from one medina to another medina within Eretz Yisrael. There's no concern of l'shma. There's yes a concern of mitzuyin l'kaimo. Now that is no longer going to be an afkamina, because if you're not concerned about lishma, so and you are concerned about mitzuyin l'kaimo, Rava will say, "Well, look, you got to say b'fani nechtem. I'm concerned about mitzuyin l'kaimo." Rava will say, "Well, mitzad lishma part, you wouldn't have to say b'fani nechtem. But I also agree, you have to worry about mitzuyin l'kaimo. So I think you should still say b'fani nechtem. That nafkamina comes off the board now. So what's the third nafkamina? How does that work? One? How does that work out? Ba'osa medina b'medina siyam. Where there's no travel restrictions, but there's no b'kiyus l'shma. So b'kiyus l'shma is the concern, mitzuyin l'kaimo is not a concern. Rava will say, I have no problem, it's mitzuyin l'kaimo. You don't need to say b'fani nechtem. Rava would say, I agree there's no problem mitzuyin l'kaimo, but I still have a problem of l'shma. So it would be a nafkamina. So of the three nafkaminas, only the middle one fell away by saying that Rava agrees to Rava. So it's a little interesting that the Gemara says, Elamai Benayu, oh my God, what's a nafkamina? Right? All the nafkaminas went away. So the Gemara's answer is, no, the nafkaminas are the other two. Iga Benayu, Dasyu Beitrei, Inami, Bosa Medina, Bin Medina Siyam. Nafkaminas are exactly nafkaminas, one and three from Daf Beis Amud Beis. Only nafkamina number two went away. That's all you have to, that's all that was sacrificed. That is Raya number five. Let's just do one more, even though it's we're coming to the end of the daf, but we might as well get a little bit of a head start for Monday. Raya number six. Tanan. Hamevi get me medina siyam ve'ini yochalom b'fani nechtem. Guy brings a get from medina siyam and he's unable to say the words b'fani nechtem. Im yesh olav edim yiskayim b'chosmim. If there are edim on the get, just be mekayim the edim, find people who could testify that these signatures are valid, and then the get is good. You don't have to worry about b'fani nechtem. We asked about that before we get to what the raya is, which it already should be somewhat evident. Right? What's the raya going to be? That we're satisfied as long as you do what? As long as you're mekayim the shtar. But how does that help? What issue? The lishma issue. Lishma issue is still a problem, right? How does that help the lishma issue? So before we get to the raya, though, before the Gemara spells that out, that you know, according to Rabbah, you got problems over here. Va'avinu ba mai ve'inu yachal omar. What does it mean a guy can't say? He just finds those words too painful. He's unable to say those words. B'fani nechtem. What does it mean? Eni yochel lomar. So ilem a cherish. If you're going to say, well, the guy's a cherish. He can't speak. He's unable to speak. So he can't say b'fani nechtem. Well, then we're on top of him now. Cherish bari suya gitu. You think a cheresh could be a shliach to bring get in the first place? He can't bring get anyway. So he can't be talking about a cheresh. Vatnan, I call ksherim lahavias a get chutz mi cheresh advakatan. Anyone can bring get except for cheresh advakatan. Important concept, cheresh advakatan. They're always grouped together. Cheresh advakatan, people who are not bnei das and therefore are unable to affect many, many things, lahalacha. And they're not chayv mitzvahs either, but they're also not bnei shlichus. So cheresh, it can't be a shliach lahalacha to bring a get. So says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yosef, Achamai Askinon, Kigon Shenasana Kishu Pikeach. Velo Hispik Lomer, Farinechtem, Achin Ischarish. Here's what happened. He brings the get, he's a perfectly normal guy, everything's wonderful. He gives the woman the get, and now he's about to say the words, Farinechtem, Farinechtem, and he goes out of his mind. So now he's unable to say, Farinechtem, Farinechtem. Right at that moment, just poor timing. You know, he went out of his mind at the wrong time. So says the Gemara, but bottom line is, L'Rava Nicha L'Rabba Kasha. According to Rava, this all worked out great because you couldn't say B'Farni Nechtam, B'Farni Nechtam, so you do not just the next best thing, the even better thing. Actually be Mekayim the Get. That's the best. Be Mekayim the Get, and then all's good. Then you don't have to worry about him and Tzvi Mekayim because it's already you get Mekuyam. But according to Rava, that the concern is Lishma, you can be Mekayim the Get all you want. Yes, these signatures are valid. Do you know that they signed Lishma? I don't know. How am I going to know they signed Lishma? We have no verification that they signed Lishma. So you're still going to be in trouble. So says Gemara, Hachamayaskinan la'achar shalamdu. Now this talking about after we had that big push to educate Batei Din in Chutz Laaretz. Remember that program we ran where we educated all the Batei Din in Chutz Laaretz about writing Gittin Lishma. So this is after. It's after all the Batei Din in Chutz Laaretz already knew how to write the Gittin Lishma, and therefore even Rabba was mo that there's no longer a concern of Lishma. That's what this must be talking about. This is the first time we ever heard of this, that there was a change at some point in history where all of a sudden the Batei Dinim and Chutz Laaretz learned about Lishma. But the Gemara says, yeah, there was some type of movement, you know, educate your local Beis Din, teach them how to write Git and Lishma. Fine, wonderful. So there was an Asifa, right? There was an Asifa. So Ihachi Yachal Nami, so says the Gemara, if that was the case, then why do I need the guy to be a Cheresh? Even if the guy can speak, if you could be Mekayim the Get with two Edim, just be Mekayim the Get with two Edim, he shouldn't have to say B'Farni Nechtam, B'Farni Nechtam at all. Meaning, once you're Mekayim the Get, what's the only reason to say B'Farni Nechtam, B'Farni Nechtam? To verify that it was done Lishma. But if you're talking about after everyone already knew to do it Lishma, but you have to verify. It was done Lishma. Even if the guy knows how to speak. Says Gemara, Gzera Shemiyachsa Dover L'Kukul. That's an important concept also. Sometimes we're concerned, even when problems fix themselves, that they're going to unfix themselves, that they're going to go back to what they were. So we made a gzera that let him say B'Farni Nechtam, even though we already know that the Beis Din that he brought it from knows about Lishma, because you never know the Batei Din and Chutz Laaretz, you can't trust them. They may go back to using the internet again. They may go back to their old habits of not writing Lishma. So says Gemara, Ihachi Eino Yachol Nami. Well, if that's the case, then why is it okay if the guy's a cheresh and can't say b'fani nachtam, b'fani nachtam? Meaning, if I'm so worried, yachsim davar l'kulkulo, so by the cheresh, why is it okay to just be mekayim it? We still never verified that it was done l'shma. He never fulfilled the b'fani nachtam, l'shma element. So it says, we are pikech v'nischarish milsud l'shchicha. Milsud l'shchicha lo gazer barabanan. Another important concept. Milsud l'shchicha lo gazer barabanan. How often do you have a case of a guy who was perfectly sane and normal the entire way, and then after he gave the get, before he said b'fani nechtam, he went out of his mind? Doesn't happen all that often. And since it doesn't happen all that often, since the whole reason he would need to say b'fani nechtam in this case anyway is only mishum gzeira, they don't make gzeiras for crazy cases. Misl shchich lo gazer barabanan. Rav Shechter discusses in his notes to Maseches Beitza, Rav Shechter discusses this concept, misl shchich lo gazer barabanan. Is that a halacha, or is that a statement of what they did, of hanhaga? Meaning, is it that the Rabbanan made gzeiros, that's just they felt it wasn't worth making gzeiros for a milsul shchicha? Or is it that, no, it's not that they felt it wasn't worth it, they were not authorized to make gzeiros for milsul shchicha. The Rabbanan are only authorized to make gzeiros. It's baltosif to make gzeiros, right? It should be baltosif to make gzeiros. Elamai, the Torah gives rishus that for the chacham, through lo sasser, to make gzeiros. But maybe, when did the Torah give rishus? only in those places where it's necessary, where it's a milsa shchicha, where it's not lemigdar milsa. Lemigdar milsa is a heter to make a gzera that it's not going to be a problem about tosif, that you're not adding on dinim to the dinim to the dinei haTorah. So maybe that heter only applies by milsa shchicha. Totally different. I think most people translate it the first way. They decided it wasn't worth it. No, maybe they didn't decide. Maybe they were forced into it not being worth it. So says Gemara, Vahiisha delo shchicha tnan isha atzma mevia gitol vachat shchicha lemfaninechtam faninechtam. But a woman bringing her own get is not so common, and yet we say that when a woman brings a get, she saw say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Says Gemara shlo tachluk b'shlichus. Whenever a shlich is bringing it, we want it to be the same. Iachi balnami. So then, when the husband brings it also, alamatanya who atzmo shevi gito ain't zarchlam b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Then why, when the husband brings it, does he not need to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam? Why? So yeah, it's a good question. I guess it's not about shlichus; it's just about bringing. I guess that we don't want to be mechalik between bringing. So the Gemara time. My Amar Rabban and Sarchlam Fani Nachtam Fani Nachtam. Well, that's the whole reason we need to say Fani Nachtam Fani Nachtam in the first place. Dilma Asi Bal Ma'arer Upasale. It's out of concern that the husband's going to get up one day and pasul his get and say, I never wrote that get, I had nothing to do with that get, I don't know where that get came from. Well, Hashta Minkat Nakadle Biyade Viruri Kamarale. He's holding in his hand. He's the one that's giving it. He's going to be Ma'arer and get that. When someone else gave it, he's going to say, I never sent that guy, I don't know who that guy was. I know he gave her a get, I just don't know who that guy is. I don't know where that get came from, I didn't write it. So you could have such a taina. But when you're the one that gave the get, you're not going to come and be ma'arer. And therefore it's not necessary to say, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Okay, we'll stop there. So essentially, what we did today is six rayas. Whether it's an issue of Mitzuyin L'Kaimo or an issue of Lishma, the first couple were just trying to prove that it was really a Machlokas Tanayim, and then the next few tried to prove one way or the other. L'maskanas HaGemara, it turns out, amazingly, that Rabba really agrees to Rava's concern as well. He just adds an additional concern of Lishma. Yashar Koach, and have a wonderful Shabbos.